there's something other about it that made it catch fire. And he'd have just go out, well, maybe after the rain stopped it, it'd catch fire, and he'd go clean out the top of the chimney, just clean that chimney to the top.
Wow.
Yeah. And you had to be careful about fire falling on the roof, you know. Wooden roofs back in that day. Oh.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And this soot to catch fire, it's called soot, you know, smudge. So, and it just clean that chimney out. Well, also the wooden stoves they used to have, put wood in to cook on. Sometime that soot would get a fire and just clean that oven out under it, you know, the fire made it so the fire come on. And you say, and you hear it go up this pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, blow it out.
Mm.
You could use this oil, what they call kerosene coal oil, and put a little bit in that stove, and that'll make it burn it out, too. Flush it out. Flush it out.
You just go right up
the... Yeah. Yeah. Burn that soot out and clean the pipe out. And the pipes is all right, as long as you didn't have an elbow. Some people used heaters in the house later. And they put an elbow through the, a pipe through the wall, out the window or something. And they had an elbow they put on this pipe. And that elbow would sure fill up with that ashes and suck. But they learned to later on after that thing, they learned to split a hole in the bottom of that elbow. And that taken care of the problem. The fire and stuff would just keep going. Wouldn't stop or clog it.
Yes.
Cut that hole in there and just draw it on up the pipe.
Yes.
Of course, draw that fresh air right in there and that pushed that stuff all up. It's really
interesting. Is that, talking about the stovepipe, is that the same thing as a flue?
No. A flue goes on top of the house if it goes out the top, you know. They put the flue on top of the house and, run the pipe up through it, metal flute, and then there's no danger of fire catching the wood. This flute holds the pipe away from the wood, called a flute.
Well, does that make a flue the same thing as a chimney?
No, this is altogether different. If it's a stove inside, you've got a flue coming up through the top to protect the fire from the wood. But if you've got a heater instead of a fireplace, you had to have this flue around the heater up there.
Yes.
To protect the fire from the wood.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, years ago, if people had a room in the house where they might have company, maybe they keep it the best room in the house, what would they call that?
Well, it's kind of a setting room. The best bedroom. In other words, it would be the nicest one on the place. We always give our guests the best. We love them. And we try to treat them the best we know how and can at 10 times. And so, some people was fortunate to have two heats, two chimneys or two heaters. And they would put them in a warm room. But if they didn't, then they give them the best, tightest room they had, and give them the best, you know, the best to cook and hold. Give them plenty of heavy covers, such as quilts, comforts, all comforts, quilts.
Is that comfort the same thing as a quilt?
Yeah, but it's heavy. No, heavy in a quilt. Comforts heavy. And that keep them warm. This day and time, though, we can give them electric blanket.
Right.
If they need it.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, handy blandy. You better believe it is.